Bits and pieces. Closed-loop insulin delivery's benefits in pediatric type 1 diabetes. A study has found that toddlers and preschool children with type 1 diabetes who use Medtronic's MiniMed 780G advanced hybrid closed-loop system for 12 weeks experience reductions in HbA1c, average sensor glucose values, time above range, as well as an increase in time in range when compared with non-users. Parental diabetes distress also declined among young children who used the automated hybrid closed-loop system.
Common issues with CGM use in older adults with diabetes. A study has found that adults with type 1 or type 2 diabetes aged 50 to 85 had issues with continuous glucose monitoring devices, including understanding results, device adhesion, and accessing smartphones. However, the researchers also said they were able to find opportunities to decrease the frequency of hypoglycemia among the patients using CGM devices. These were through tailored recommendations, shared monitoring results, and automated prompts, but they said that successful prompting will require more attention to engineering the workflow of activity to promote adherence and ease of reporting.
Year-long aerobic exercise cuts diabetes risk in obesity. Recent research found that patients with central obesity who performed a 12-month vigorous or moderate aerobic exercise plan had a lower risk for long-term diabetes compared with those who didn't perform aerobic exercises. Doing 12-month aerobic exercise program was also associated with significant decrease in waist circumference and HbA1c levels.
Study links diabetic retinopathy, foot ulcers, and amputations. According to research, diabetic retinopathy is independently associated with a higher risk of developing diabetic foot ulcers and amputation among people with type 2 diabetes who are hospitalized. The research involved over 500 people who had diabetes with a follow-up period of 52 weeks.
Pediatric type 1 diabetes may affect children's school attendance. Research in the US has shown that children with type 1 diabetes had 9 more absences from school every year compared with children without diabetes. The findings also showed that the children with the most optimal HbA1c levels had significantly better student attainment, while worse student attainment was recorded among children with the least optimal HbA1c levels.